Don't watch Smurfs?
Welcome to Woman on the Verge podcast, a podcast created to empower women to start living in their purpose on purpose. I am your host, Tamika Chapman. I'm excited to be able to bring this platform to you all. What I do is I meet inspirational, trailblazing women every single day, and I want to share them with you. I want to share them with the world, share their knowledge, share their journeys, their stories, because I believe that when you hear of other women who have gone through what you're currently going through, it empowers you. It gives you the strength to keep going. And so these women that are on this podcast, they've all said yes. They realized the power in their yes. They decided to say yes to themselves, and they are now women on fire, living in their purpose on purpose. So make sure you come back every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear a new episode, a new woman, a new trailblazing woman who's just blazing paths everywhere. Make sure you follow us. We are at Woman on the Verge Media on all social media platforms. But also, make sure you like our podcast. Make sure you share it. Make sure you download the episodes. We are on every platform, every podcast platform that you probably listen to your current podcast on. So make sure you give us some feedback. Let us know how you enjoy the show, or if you enjoy the show, or what it is that you want to hear, who it is that you want to hear from on the show. So again, thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you all. This is going to be an amazing ride. So let's get it. Let's go. So let's get it started, ladies. Today, I'm introducing you to an amazing woman. One amazing woman who is setting an example. You know the saying of, do what I say, not as I do? Well, that's not her motto. The way she's living her life, especially as an example for her daughter, is do as I say and do as I do, right? So today's guest is actually Bessie Lee Capel. Bessie Lee Capel, she is a Black inventor, a Black woman inventor. And she invented a product that's going to help millions of moms and dads of newborns and infants around the world. She created what she calls the baby bottle brush bib. Yes, a tongue twister, but I'm excited to share her, and not only her, but her daughter Gianna, who's also an inventor. OMG, how much greater can a show be than to have a mother-daughter duo? So, as I said, we're going to hop into it right after this break. We're back, and as promised, I am here to introduce you all to the amazing Miss Bessie Lee Capel. Miss Bessie Lee Capel, as I said earlier, I met her on social media, and I was immediately intrigued by what it is that she do. And so I had to reach out to her. And so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to give her a chance to just say hello to you all and tell you a little bit about who she is and what it is that she does. And then we're going to jump into the conversation. All right. Welcome, Bessie. How are you?
Thank you, Ms. Chapman. Welcome. I'm so welcome. I feel so welcome to be a part of your media and your podcast station. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And hello to all the beautiful women out there. Wonderful women.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do, Miss Bessie.
Yes. Yeah, so I am the inventor and owner of the Baby Bottle Brush Bib Company. I know that's a tongue teaser. I'm also a full-time social worker in Philadelphia, and I am a mother of three children and a wife.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Just amazing all around, okay? First of all, did you all hear that she said she's an inventor? did you hear that she just quickly glazed over that? No, she is an inventor, okay? She has invented a product that millions of women and dads, moms and dads, I should say, will use. Healthcare facilities like NICUs, daycare centers. She is the inventor of, say it again, Miss Bessie. What is the name of your invention?
The baby bottle brush bib.
the baby bottle brush bib. I wish I had a picture to show y'all, but you know what I do. I will be posting a picture of her product on the page so you all will be able to see that. So make sure that you're following us at Woman on the Verge Media so that you'll be able to see and witness all of the amazing things that Ms. Bessie Lee Capel is doing. So jumping into the conversation, Ms. Capel, tell us a little bit about why it was that you created this. What was your journey that led you to create the baby bottle brush bib? Did I say that?
Okay. Yes, you did. You was awesome. Great job. So yeah, I was really upset a few times when I was returning to work from maternity leave. Getting dressed first thing in the morning, sending my, at the time, 4-month-old baby to daycare, and I put a little bit of bleach in his bottle. A lot of mothers know about that. And when I would take the brush out of his bottle, it would splash back on me and, of course, ruin my work clothes. So I was fed up. I was tired of it. And even when I wasn't going to work, it just bothered me that this nasty sour milk is splashing back either on my skin, my eyes, my makeup, my face, whatever. So I started buying a bunch of different brushes that could accommodate. So I was reading brushes and it would say, you know, less splashback on it. Well, long story short, it was not less splashback. If anything, they were just about the same, if not worse. So I wind up doing my own little concoction where I put both of his bibs together, and I figured that would create a barrier and prevent the splashback. And indeed, it did work. However, his bibs stayed wet, which was disgusting. So I said, okay, well, what else can I create that can go around any type of brush, you know, that, you know, will fit properly and I don't have to worry about it ripping in the middle, and that it would dry easily, be antibacterial, because that's the worst thing you want, clean the brushes and bottles is, you know, bacteria filled. So I came up with the baby bottle brush bib eventually. I went through a lot of material and finally I stumbled against the right material and boom, here we are.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. And listen, I am in the same boat. Well, I was in the same boat because I have babies. I have a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. So I'm just coming out of the bottle phase, even though we have these sippy cups, and I actually still use their bottle cleaner to clean their sippy cups sometimes because it works just as well.
Yes, yes.
But I tell you, when I was cleaning those bottles.
Yes, I mean, my youngest.
When I say everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So listen, I want to say for all the moms and the dads and the childcare workers and the hospitals that use that, you know, have to wash bottles, I want to say thank you. Thank you for inventing such an amazing product. I no longer have to use a bottle. However, I will actually purchase, because I have a cousin that has a young child. And so I will actually purchase one and send it to her so that she can use it. And so, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. And so I just want to ask you, had you ever thought about being an inventor? Did you ever think that you'd be an inventor of a product?
No, never. I just was a social worker for the city, and I had big dreams in the social work field, and I still do. So this actually just fell in my lap, which I really believe was just a sign from God, because I'm really religious. But I really never thought about, you know, inventing anything. It just stumbled on my lap. And even when I started out and I invented that first product, I didn't think about marketing it. I kept it to myself for a great deal until one of my girlfriends who was expecting at the time was like, well, what are you doing? What's that? When she came over to visit me. And I'm like, oh, it's just something I created so the splash won't hit me. And she was like, can I get one? You know, I'm about to have a baby. And I'm like, okay, sure. So I made her one. And then after that, she was like, you really should market this. This is awesome. This is like wonderful. And I was doing a handmade for a very long time until I went to a convention and I met an incredible guy with a baby company. And he was like, I have someone for you who can manufacture that for you, because when sales start increasing, you're no longer going to be able to do that by hand. So I still have a connection with him to this day, and he's been awesome. And now I actually have it manufactured.
I love that. That's amazing how God places people in your place, in your path at the right time, right?
Yes.
Love it. I love it. So can you tell us, where has the baby bottle brush bib, where has it been featured so far?
So far we've been in Red Tricycle magazine. The editor had put us in on one of her editorials. We sent the sample to her and she just thought it was a great idea. So she recommended us in Red Tricycle magazine. We've also, right now we're currently working with a baby company called Baby Steps Baby Box, which is also featured on my social media as well. She sells a bunch of baby items in her box, and the baby bottle brush bib is one of the items that is in her box. So you definitely have to check her out. So yeah, we're doing, you know, we're moving. We're moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. I love it. I love that other people are witnessing the amazing invention that you have. Now this is, yes, we're talking about your invention, but you're more than just an invention. As you said, a mom of three. Now, for me, I know mm-hmm. that when your kids see you doing something, mm-hmm. they want to mimic that. So
right.
Miss Gianna, you know, I've seen her on social media as well.
Yes.
She is obviously following in mommy's footsteps.
Yes.
So we hear from Miss Gianna and talk to her a little bit about what it is that she has done. I love this mother-daughter duo. I love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. She's right here.
So we'd like to, you know, hi Gianna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. I wanted to speak with you to find out your journey to, you know, being an inventor as well. Like, this is like double. This is amazing. And so tell us a little bit about why you decided that you wanted to create something. What made you want to create your own item as well, your invention?
What made me want to create my own invention was, like, I just saw my mom doing stuff and, like, I thought it was really fun and stuff like that. So I decided to start thinking about what would help me that would help other people too. So I remember that I do, like, for soccer, I wear regular bras, and for gymnastics, I wear sports bras. So, like, and every morning, my mom is always brushing me to get my bras, and, like, I can never find them. So on, like, a rack and have them organized so I can just, if I have soccer that day, I can grab one for soccer. If I have gymnastics, I can grab one for gymnastics.
Awesome. So what is the name of your invention?
The Brack.
The Brack. How do you spell that?
B-R-A-C-K.
I love it. Now, when I saw your video online, it showed that you can hang it from the edge of your bed, you can hang it and turn it sideways in your closet, hang it on the back of the door. It's very versatile.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. So have you, is your product also in production? You've had people to, you know, use your product and give you reviews on how it's been for them?
Yes, I actually saw a YouTube video of someone reacting. Unboxing the Brack.
Awesome. I love that. Go ahead on, girl. That's all I got to say. I love it. And I love that you were inspired by your mom. That's a great thing. You know, a lot of times, you know, we all have these mother-daughter goals, right? I can tell you right now, you two are mother-daughter goals, okay?
Okay.
Mother-daughter goals. I love to see, you know, young girls being inspired by their moms and actually imitating what their mom is doing. Especially, I mean, hello, Black inventors. Hello. Can we just say that?
Yeah.
It's not every day that people can meet inventors that, first of all, are Black women, and second of all, mother-daughter duo, who is not the same invention. It's two different things. So you taking, you've seen your mom doing it. You've had fun with it. It's a great way that you've learned to be creative in what it is that you're wanting to do. And so thank you again. I thank you. Thank you for being a role model for younger girls. Matter of fact, how old are you, Gianna?
I am 11 years old.
Did y'all hear that? She said she is 11 years old. If this is not inspiring, I don't know what is. You know, this show, Woman on the Verge, is all about empowering women to live in their purpose on purpose. It's about finding what it is that you're meant to do while here on earth. If you're not inspired to get up and make some moves and figure it out, I don't know why. I have no idea why you're not. You're listening to a mother-daughter duo here who are inventors. As you heard, Miss Bessie, she never imagined that she'd be an inventor. She never imagined that. But being who she is and you know, and being aligned with who she is, I should say, things happen that way. And being an inventor, you know, my husband is one as well. And so for him, it's all about, you know, finding what is not working for you.
Exactly.
Right? And finding mm-hmm. a solution to that thing, right? And so I love, you know.
Exactly, yes.
That was another reason I wanted to connect with you, because I know the struggle. I've seen my husband who yeah. has gone through it for years with different products. And I'm just like, okay, I understand that. And so I want to reach out to her, and I want to have a conversation with women who are inventors. You know, I've seen the man side of it, but I want to talk to a woman who's done it. And so, Miss Bessie,
yes,
what has been the biggest, I wouldn't say struggle, but mm-hmm. obstacle that you've come across while in your stage of inventing, creating?
The biggest struggle for me was, at the time, and still is sometimes, is finding time between trying to focus on my full-time employment and also focus on, you know, the brush bib company. A lot of people say, oh, well, you know, it's a side hustle or it's a side job. And I'm like, no, it's way more than that to me. You know, yeah. it's way bigger than that to me. So trying to balance it out and also still be there for my three children and be there for all of Gianna's soccer games and her gymnastics meets and, you know, my seven-year-old son, he'll be starting basketball, and wow. the one-and-a-half-year-old, he's not doing much of anything, but he will, you know.
Yeah.
So just trying to balance everything out has been, like, the biggest, battle for me at this time. But I know it will all work out.
It always worked out. You know, I was speaking to a friend of mine, about a month ago or so, and she is all business, right? She talks about money, mindset, and mommy, right? my girl Sabrina Kane. And so, you know, she has five kids and she runs two businesses from home. Like, that's her job every single day, is to run her business. And so, you know, one of the questions that I had to her was, how do you find balance? And she was like, girl, there is no such thing as balance. I'm juggling everything.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. I'm
like, you know what? They kind of, you know, clicked the switch in my head, because for me, you know, I have my businesses. I'm a wife of 21 years. I have my two babies, you know, my 9-to-5. I've had that for, 15 years now. And so it is a lot. But when you start to not think about trying to find a balance, but juggling it all and trying to give it all the attention that it needs, mm-hmm. It helped. I can say it just helped me a little bit to say, okay, at least I'm not crazy. I can do it all, right? So I love the fact that you understand and you can share about your obstacles that you've come across. Because yes. a lot of women aren't understanding the fact that it's not just an overnight thing. You actually have to put work into it. Yeah. It's not just going to happen just because you thought about it. You have to put yourself in action to make it work, to make it happen.
Yeah, I agree.
So I want to ask you, what do you have going on now? Like, what is the next thing for the baby bottle brush bib as well as the Brack? What are the next things that you all are doing?
Well, for the baby bottle brush bib company, we have another product that should be released in early April, and it's called the Pacifier Teether Clip. It's very unique compared to the teether clips that are out there in a way that is made of 100% silicone. There's not 1 ounce of thread or anything, just 100% silicone, exactly. And also it has the option to change out the suspender clips. So after they start, you know, wearing down, or if you want to personalize it, you want to buy a suspender clip that has C on it for Charlie, you can do that nowadays off of Etsy. So a lot of the pacifier clips out there, for one, aren't 100% silicone made, and two, they do not offer that option. So now we have one of the most unique pacifier clips that will be on the market.
Amazing. Amazing. That's amazing. I actually saw that clip online too. I was like, where was this when I needed it? Why didn't I find it when I needed it? That little teether thing, I swear, I was watching it like 3 or 4 times a day. It would end up on the floor. It was ended up on the ground somewhere, in the car, on the floor. I'm just like, I am so sick and tired of this little thing. Why is it not staying on your shirt? First of all, why is it not staying on your shirt?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So that's amazing. So I'm excited for all that you all are doing. I'm so excited for you. I'm here to support you in any way that I can. Is there anything that you would like the audience to know about you and your products? You know, the baby bottle brush. Well, hold on, the baby bottle brush.
It got you this time.
It got me. Oh my God, tongue twister finally got me.
As well as the
all new updated teether. Core, silicone core that you have, as well as the brag. You know, is there anything else that you'd like us to know about your business and your products and what it is that you're doing?
Well, that's pretty much the bulk of it, but people can find us at babybottlebrushbib.com if they Google us. And we have our own website, or they can come to my social media page on Instagram, best_the_inventor. And or Facebook, we have Baby Bottle Brush Bib has its own Facebook page called the Baby Bottle Brush Bib. So if anyone wants to know updated information, what's going on, see any videos, photos, they can go there. The rack has its own Instagram, which is the_bra_rack. And yes, we're actually working on updating a new improved rack. We're working with a manufacturer at this moment to change the material. Right now it's made with compressed wood, which is still a really great material, but we're looking at seeing that we can get it made out of plastic, which will probably wind up being even prettier. But at this time we're still selling them with the material that we have right now, for a lot of people loved it. So that's pretty much all that's going on at this time.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited that I was able to connect with you and have you on the show. I'm truly honored to speak with you all and to say I got a chance to speak to them before they became untouchable, okay?
We appreciate it. We appreciate the offer.
And thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. So, ladies, listen, today's show was all about showing you that things will happen when you just put forth the action. It's not about standing still. It's not about, you know, just I dreamed about it, but I don't know how to make it happen. You get out there, you meet people, you network, you collaborate, you partner with them. You learn what you need to learn to make it happen for yourself. Not everybody's going to be willing to give you the information you need, but Google can be your friend to find out who you need to be connected to so that you can learn, because I guarantee you somebody will help you along the way. The same way that Miss Beth said that she met you said you met a man who gave you the contact for getting your bib manufactured in bulk, right? So that you're able to meet the demand of yourselves. And so it's all about getting out, ladies. It's all about getting out and making sure that you're making contact with people that can actually help you, not people that don't really want to see you go anywhere.
That's right.
Again, I encourage you all to just take action on your dreams. Take action on the vision that you see for yourself. If you've seen it, it's because God gave it to you, and he knows that you're going to be able to move forward with it. You have to get out of your own doubt. You have to get out of your own fear. You have to get out of your own way. And so thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you all. As you know, we'll be back here every Friday at 5. So make sure you tune in and make sure you comment, subscribe, rate, download, do all of that good stuff to keep us live and going. Thank you all. You all have a great evening.